Moving on to agenda item number 12. Public hearing pertaining to summer flounder emergency measure. Don't go far.
That's a child that's called Babe.
Who?
He called me.
This is a public hearing. Last month, the commission took emergency action to grant an industry request that an amendment to the regulation be made to consider to allow vessels to possess on board their North Carolina possession limit of summer flounder. In addition to that, there were requests to change the trip limits for the upcoming directed season, as well as the dates and time period to allow those. This proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28.2-210 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing. Aside from the initial industry request to have these amendments made, we've received no other public comments. Four out of the five packing houses have supported the dates, and I'll walk you through the changes that were adopted as emergencies and we are requesting be made part of the permanent regulation. The first is, four VAC 20-620-40B. This is the provision that would allow vessels to enter Virginia waters even during Virginia's bycatch season, if you will, not when we're open for a directed fishery, and allow them to possess on board their North Carolina possession limit while they're in transit back, and then they would then carry that vessel or that possession limit back down to North Carolina to land it. Regarding the
question about that.
Yes.
Mr. Seagren.
Can you back up, please?
Yeah, sorry.
I thought we were talking about earlier about, that North Carolina fishermen could bring their catch into Virginia and offload it and swap it. I don't know what you call it, like if...
Transfers.
Transfers, okay.
Yes.
And for poundage limits and all that kind of stuff, well, if they can't, if they're doing this, if Virginia says, okay, you can have 10,000 pounds of my flounder, ACL or whatever that's called, how did they actually get into Virginia to do that?
Okay. Well, the instances where a transfer is allowed is what's referred to in subdivision J of this section. So in those instances, more than likely they're going to claim that they can't make it down to North Carolina, and they will make a request from North Carolina to transfer the quota to us. So we are leaving that in place. This provision is, in fact, when vessels are fishing north of our waters and transiting down the coast, they would like to come into Virginia and land their Virginia quota, which is a provision that already exists. If we aren't open for a directed season, but they can still come in and land their legal limit of black sea bass or scup or squid in Virginia. That's what this provision is allowing them to do, to enter Virginia waters with their North Carolina quota on board, with the understanding that they will then again leave Virginia waters with that North Carolina quota on board and carry it to North Carolina to land. So it is a bit confusing. I apologize for that.
Thank you. I'm going to add one thing just to bring it home, which is, if we don't do this, they can't come in, because right now it's unlawful for a North Carolina boat with flounder, summer flounder on board to enter our waters. So they can't come in. With this, they can come in, they can offload summer flounder, but the scupper, the porgies, and the black sea bass and the squid, they can't. So I just want to reemphasize that.
Thank you.
Regarding the changes to the upcoming season, you'll see here on your page 8 of your evaluation, the opening date will remain the same as the second Wednesday in March. It would run for two 30-day seasons. Excuse me, and I copied on here. We lost the strikeout. So April 19th is struck as it is in your draft evaluation. Unfortunately, not in my presentation. The new date would be May 7th, and we are changing the landing period from 20 days as it was last spring to 30 days. That is in subsection 2, and then the request would be for a total of 7,500 pounds for the first 30-day period and 5,000 pounds for the second 30-day period that would begin on April 7th.
Questions from the commission? I'll just note for the record, does mean that anybody is getting extra quota. Nobody is getting more fish. This is just when they can offload them.
That's correct. And this is a year where we did take a cut in our summer flounder quota. So these trip limits are a way for them to try and spread out what is left of their quota. Thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
I just want to make a comment. I appreciate staff working with industry again to make as beneficial as possible the remaining, you know, quota that's there. So. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mrs. Kellum.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.